Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Serious 28 Faction Radio. Blah, 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 blah. Can I say that on the air? Shut the fuck up, Rake. Whoa, here we are. Hello again.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We got Rake on here. We have Franz here. Oh. And we have Novak, who looks like such a piece of shit. We just went to the King of Prussia Mall today, and he has no hair on the top of his head, so he looks like he's like a leukemia patient or something.
Dude, it's like a Ronnie James Dio mullet. It's awesome.
And then he's wearing a Cradle Filth shirt that says, Jesus is a cunt.
I'm 26, but I look like I'm 96 with cancer.
Novak, what happened to your hair?
Fucking, my morals are cheap, man. So $500 and a few slots on the TV show that will equal pussy led to this haircut. So one day we're sitting outside, Bam throws this little fucking faggot concert, flies Cradle Filth in. I'm his fucking roommate, a good friend is, and the asshole won't even put me on the list or give me a ticket. So like, I had to do something for it. I'm like, alright, whatever, you know. A few shots later, we're sitting outside and killed airs. And Danny, the lead singer from Cradle Filth, happened to be here for this one. And all of a sudden, he pulled clippers out. And I like my hair a lot. I like my hair like I like my teeth a fucking lot. So as soon as I see him, I just break haul ass into this intersection. And 2 seconds later, Bam tackles me and he just fucking saws all the top of my head off, basically.
Right on Gay Street.
Most appropriate street.
His haircut really took my confidence down like 20 notches, man.
You still get laid, though, right?
I got laid.
Dude, the night I shaved it, he wound up laid. And he was naked except for a beanie on when he was humping her. And then it got all hot in the room. So he took off the hat and then he started to eat her out. And then, like, he just realized how much of a scumbag he looked. He's like, dude... Man, she must have just looked down and seen my minging-ass haircut and just been like, what am I doing?
Everything about me is minging at this point, man. My whole being is minging. So, like, I'm so far gone right now that I will never try to be presentable till my hair comes back. Like, I'm just going to be fucking hell. Fuck it, man. I'm going to spit where I want. I'm going to piss where I want. I'm going to shit where I want.
At the King of Fresh Mall today, he was getting, like, tired of me shopping. We were at DKNY, like a nice, like... store, yeah. And he just lays down with the jeans that he has on with the big hole in it. His fucking beanbag is hanging out, and the lady who's selling me the clothes just because he was laying on the couch waiting for me to be done, and he was laying like stomach first, so like his legs were just spread open, and his sick beanbag was hanging out of his pants. It was so disgusting. And I told him, I'm like, hey, Novak, your dick is hanging out of your pants. You should probably put it away. Like, and. He just goes, you like that, babe?
And Power Tour was, well, do we get a fucking discount for that one at least? You know,
maybe we get a discount for that, babe. Rock a grapefruit, shot a crowd, light on the grapefruit, bag of bullshit.
Don't hold back, baby.
44-year-old homeless metalhead just lamping at DKNY.
Dude, I'm hell, man. Fuck it. I'm not even going to try to be good anymore. I quit.
No, thank you. Have the life.
He had to fill out a form at the King of Prussia Mall.
And he's like, yo, man, how you spell Novak?
I don't even have a tour for myself anymore. It's just like... I know. That's all I can say. They're like, you're a piece of fucking shit. I know.
Did you grow a mustache? It would look crazy if you had a mustache.
Oh, yeah,
no
dude.
Goatee and a mustache.
I mean, price is right. I'll do it. It's a price to everything, man. I'll suck a grown man's dick for $10,000 cash on the table right now.
Wait, you'll suck it on the table or the cash is on the table?
A grown man? What about a regular
man? What about a young man? Is that
what about a midget?
I'll fuck an infant. I'll suck an infant's dick. You need to cut the umbilical cord off. I'll suck its dick for $10,000.
In Atlantic City, there was this fucking minion bitch with a neck brace on, man. And I'm just like, no, man, how much would you hope for? He's like...
$3,000 cash on the table. Yeah, how does y'all know that?
He just talks that way.
That's just my voice. Dude, we were in fucking, where the fuck, Albany, New York. Some bitch wanted the millionaire's autograph so bad, but she couldn't get it. I'm like, man, there's only one way to work this out, babe. She's like, well, what's that? I'm like, she was from, like, Brazil or something.
No, Bolivia.
Bolivia. I'm like, well, how about head? She's like, what is head? I'm like, a fucking blowjob, babe. Yeah, I mean, I sealed the deal quicker with this bitch than I have in a long time. 2 minutes later, I have her in the team van sucking me off, and I come on the seats just waiting for the rest of them to find it. They were so pissed at me.
Yeah. Malali wanted to kill you.
Malali wanted to fucking slice my head off.
Look, that's fucking great.
Hey, you opened the fucking door, it just smelled like a sweaty sex factory.
You sick million cum. Your Hep C juice is all over the fucking couch.
What's in a sex factory? Is smokestacks?
Is there smokestacks? The sex factory.
Dry ass, my biggin' ass is done, dude. Dude, we shot a photo of my asshole. Oh, shit, this is a good story, too. On the way to the airport, that we missed thanks to fucking DeWitt, as usual. We missed the flight, we're on the way to the airport. I've been fucking drinking my ass off the night before. I had my feet up on the dashboard, and I wanted to fart for King and be all loud and shit. And you know what goddamn happened. I squirted my whole asshole and pants. We're stuck in traffic. Car is going nowhere. I fucking ripped my pants down. I'll give you a playback. This is what I did right here, look. Pants out, right? And I fucking they're out. So I'm just wiping my ass and throwing it out the window.
Traffic
dude.
Is looking at him. He has like not only is the window down, he has the door open because we're in stop dead traffic, and he's just has his feet up on the roof, and he's wiping his ass, throwing his shit rags out over on the highway on I-95.
Meanwhile,
stop dead traffic. Dude, people were like next to us were just like. Ew, dude, that dude is fucking humming, man.
With my haircut, like, what do you think when you see me, man?
And every time we go to the airport, he always insists to wear his gilded cunt or Jesus is a cunt.
Yeah, gilded cunt.
Dude, Kingman's sitting next to me. He's got his laptop on his lap. He's got two cell phones. He's freaking out because we already missed the last week's flight. He's just, man.
No, we missed that flight, too.
Yeah, and we missed the flight. We missed the flight the week before as well, so Kimmy was really nervous for this one.
Yeah.
Anything I get in here, I fucking corrupt and just fuck up, dude.
Well, yo, I forgot to tell everybody that I have the best song ever.
Oh, shit.
No one has ever heard it, and Deco did this last night at Jess's house, all drunk. It's called Video Pirates. It's the world premiere of Narkill.
Yes.
And Narkill's the band that never happened.
Deco, the band that never was.
Who is Narkill? Narkill's like... DiCamello is the singer. Sweet I play sounds. Keyboard occasionally. Jess plays the drums, and Rich Vose plays the guitar. So, this is... And the best part was, Deco didn't even hear the beat. He refuses to hear the beat. I'm like, well, do you want to hear it first so you know how it goes? He's like, just play the song and hit record. So... Here's a full-blown freestyle of Video Pirates.
You'll never get it again anywhere.
Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Video Pirates. Hand the guns and prepare to defend borders. Fire!
I want to eat you. Being the merciless, think you're fighting.
I wanna lick Put your back. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Welcome to the graphic nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Not only was that the best song I've ever heard, I have the best email. I thought the cockhag email from a few weeks ago, I thought that was the greatest email.
Yeah.
But there's a better one now from the same person. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Who is it from? Did we ever figure out who it was from?
Kennedy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the first one that wrote about the first one.
All right, here we go. Bam, bam, bam. Are you kidding me? I mean, you actually are kidding me. So let me recap, if I may. You left Jen, an old-ass cock whore, for Melissa, a slightly younger yet worn-out cock whore, and now you're with Missy. Missy, a childlike swamp twat.
What's a swamp twat?
But barely looks old enough to wipe her own ass. Seriously, I don't know, like 12? Wow, you seriously outdone yourself this time. You officially have the worst taste in women. I can sympathize with you. Unfortunately, you have fallen for an unattracting looking 12-year-old destined for greatness once she is of age and was compelled to snatch her up before anyone possibly could. You've picked the most repulsive looking cockhag in training possible. Like she's going to be a cockhag in the future. There's no excuses for your lack of taste in women. This is a disgrace, an actual disgrace. I'm not even kidding. Man, you need to start dating women, and the operative word here is women that are attractive and who can walk around aimlessly in store without their clerk having to ask whether they lost or need help finding their mommy. Jesus, come on, this is getting bullshit. In case, just thought I'd share my opinion with you guys, Kennedy. God damn, dude.
The thing that's fucked up is they think that we're going to be pissed by the emails, but that's the shit that we like.
Oh, dude, I didn't think I was going to drink today, but I'm going to go have a drink on that one.
Hey, cheers to that, partner.
All right, thank you, Kennedy. Dude. We're all going out and going to load it now.
Kennedy, keep them coming, babe, guy, girl, whatever the fuck you are.
Ryan Dunn, keep writing this. It's Ryan Dunn. That's who it is.
You think so?
Yeah, because Ryan Dunn always says, the operative word here is blah, blah, blah.
You really think it's done for real?
Yeah, I really do.
No shit.
After that, but we'll see.
We'll find out. And Fred, you're a good investigator.
Yeah, but Dunn was friends with Melissa, and why would he call her a slightly younger yet worn out cockhag?
Which Melissa?
Maybe he's
from Cleveland. But now I'm with Missy, and she's 25, my age, so...
Dunn's probably...
I mean, she might look
12.
She's
probably
12 years old. That's because she takes care of herself.
Well, look at Dunn's girlfriend. She looks like she's goddamn 12, so why would he bust her? I don't think...
Because he's insecure.
Is Kennedy a guy or a girl?
He has to cover up
for his own insecurities.
Yeah.
Could be a dude.
Why would he pick the name Kennedy?
Because his favorite president is John F. Kennedy. You never heard him say that?
And he lives.
Get the fuck out of here. Dude, Franz always has to have an answer for anything.
Franz
refuses to be stumped on anything.
That was so
dude.
Made like my favorite president.
What the fuck?
You don't even know who the president is now.
I don't think I'm Bush, isn't it?
Something like that.
Good Bush, right?
Good answer.
Who was the last president?
Clinton.
And
he got his dick sucked. That's why I remember that.
Who was the one before that?
Not Ray, huh?
you just missed a whole, like, 7-year period. That was probably your heroin time.
I liked Reagan, man. You never was all for it.
You were probably, like, 7 when Reagan came out.
Reagan was down for the cause, man.
Yeah. When Reagan came out, like, he's a product, like, the whole hoop. When Reagan came out...
Reagan would have legalized drugs, I do remember that.
Nah, he supported the Contras, man. That shit was flowing free back in the 80s.
Fuck
man.
Reagan, he's a fuckhead.
Yeah, Reagan.
Yeah, who was the first president, though?
Kennedy?
No.
The first president.
I'm guessing Kennedy, as far as I can remember.
What about, like, Abe Lincoln and shit?
Dude, I was
don't
in
you remember
school.
Them?
I wasn't in history class.
Who was the first?
I was in the 15th.
Was George Washington a president or not?
He was a president.
Or was he just a great general?
Before or he was after fucking president, Franz.
What about Brent? It was Ben Franklin Washington the president? Or
nah, he liked this. He discovered light or something, right? Light? He did light?
Discovered lightning.
He did light. He did lighting.
Look at the sky, there's lightning. How do you discover
dude,
lightning?
Dude, my history class didn't fucking conceive of a high school classroom. It conceived of a fucking corner with a lot of shady dudes selling dope. That's where I learned history, man. You know?
This class was conceived.
This culturally deprived.
This fuck-ass thinks that the first president was Kennedy.
But dude, he
that
knows, was like a few... You were probably born right around that.
But time. He knows Washington was a president. So therefore, Washington was a president after Kennedy.
Really?
Like, don't you know when you look at a dollar bill all the time, you see that white ass wig? Doesn't that white ass wig tell you that it's from back in the day?
I don't have any of them things to look at, asshole. I'm broke. The fuck, I barely get money. When I have it, I have it for like a minute and then it's gone.
He's looking at his bill like, who the fuck is this?
I never look at the actual bill because it's always rolled up.
You're back. You're back.
I only see letters like rolled up in a circle.
I'll for that too. Woo woo.
You're Novak. What
yes,
president?
Sir.
Was Dick Van Patten? Excuse me. Was Dick Van Patten
that's
president,
no president
before
asshole.
Or after Washington?
I don't think he was ever a president.
Dick
I never
Van
heard.
Patton?
I never heard that name in my life.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yo,
Dick Van Dyke.
Yo, have you ever heard the Bloodhound Gang song? No, have you heard it when it
Which
took you up there? There's one
birthday.
Called Pennsylvania. It doesn't come out yet, but
no.
That one's brilliant. A birthday,
yeah,
dude. It's like it's so fucking good.
I can't wait to hear it.
If they could edit it into a hit, dude, everybody would love it. It's like it ain't my job, to fuck you on your birthday, it ain't my job, to fuck you on your birthday anymore. And then it kicks in. It's like maybe it's not your birthday, but then again, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Oh, dude, it's so good, man.
What's the...
But the Pennsylvania one is so good. The hook is, do you even know what a Wawa is? But they want the video to be everybody who, like, came from Pennsylvania. Like, you know, he would have us in it, and he would have, you know...
Ben just, Franklin.
Well, he wants you to be Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah, he just chose that today.
And, like, film you in 16 out on a rainy day trying to fly a kite.
In front of Wawa.
What about Kevin Bacon?
Is he from PA?
Yeah. Kevin Bacon's from, what, Philly, right?
Is he?
His old man is, and everybody hates him.
What about Dan Marino?
Fuck sports players.
Played for Pittsburgh,
didn't
he?
We get AI
University?
In it. Who else?
Yeah, Dan Marino.
Sharon Stone.
Oh, what's
she's
that
from,
other
she's
one?
She's from Oil City or something.
Is she really?
Oil City is a fucking shithole.
You went there?
Dude, yeah, that place is fucking in the middle of nowhere.
Yo, who else is from?
Yingling.
Yeah.
A big Yingling
we'll show the
dancing around.
And Lonely Rock.
Plus, Pennsylvania is the king of Prussia.
Should we get Will Smith in it?
Wawa.
Yeah, dude.
You don't like Will Smith?
Yeah, I like Will Smith.
Did you know that Will Smith and Brad Pitt are hosting Live 8 at Penn's Landing?
Yeah, right?
Oh, who cares?
Isn't that weird? I mean, they see you.
I'd love to suck Brad Pitt's dick. He is
hey,
nice
what,
fun.
What is going to be in Philly so you can suck him off?
What is dude. That Live 8? What song did they sing back in the day?
We are the world.
Oh, we are the world?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are the
there
children.
Comes a time.
I thought that was
a certain song.
Yeah, an Oprah song?
Didn't they do that in Oprah one, like Oprah theme
dude,
song?
I used to love that shit when I was 8. I had the record, and I used to listen to it all the time. I listened to
are
it
you
now.
Serious?
Dude,
you
that
homo?
Shit, that
you,
is the most fucking
he's listening
that
to
that is the stupidest song
listen,
I've ever heard.
No,
listen to that song
if
again,
we could just
though.
Play 10 seconds of it right now, let's just all sit here and listen. Ready?
The world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Let's hear We Are the World. Fuck it. Just play the fuck.
Play it.
We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's
oh man, you hear that shit?
You fucking had
the most minging ass song I've ever
heard. Fuck you guys,
you
bought
the
record. They used to rock out to that.
I love fucking Lionel.
No. The one that's worse than that is the one that the fucking British did. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, that's worse.
About Africa.
Like,
the singing about Africans, like, hey, how about none of them know it's Christmas because none of them are Christians, you fucking conceited, limey asshole.
You know what?
Of course they don't know it's Christmas!
Yo,
God, they're so fucking dumb.
You know how Michael Jackson, like, just comes out with, like, a new album and Wonderwise it bombs and, like, dude, listen to the old Michael Jackson and then listen to the new Michael Jackson. He was singing like Beat It and shit, like this shit was rocking, and now every song is just like, there's starving kids in Africa, send some food and money over there. Like, I don't want to hear about some starving ass skinny kid in Africa.
That's depressing.
Dude, ever since The Man in the Mirror happened.
The Man in the Mirror, I don't want to know
that
about
that song
music.
Was good.
Who wants to pop that shit in and try to rock to fucking starving
man
kids
in the mirror was
ants
good.
In Africa?
Yeah, Man in the Mirror was good.
That was good, but that set off a whole thing for, like, empathetic rock. Like, he really needed to drum up sympathy for a cause.
Even Springsteen. Listen to the first Springsteen. That shit's rocking. His last album was completely devoted to 9/11. Who the fuck wants to rock to 9/11? Buildings are going down. Everybody's fucked.
Bruce Springsteen sings about broke white people in South Jersey. That's why they love him. He's got a million fans.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was fucking hot.
Shit Goose just showed up.
What's up,
Job
G?
Yo, ruined my fucking day.
G, what's going on in the gossip?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on is a bunch of girls sent some photos that I wanted to fuck Novak, so they came in and I never brought him down. I just fucked him in Manioc. Did I say that out loud?
G's new name is not G. It's fucking cock blocking fat boy. That's his new name.
That's all you know what to say. Cock fucking fat.
Teach
boy.
Me yeah, wrong. Up, prove me wrong. Boy, tell me
boy.
Some new information that's wrong. He just hit me in the back.
Just punch him in the spine.
If you do it one more time, I'm really gonna be pissed, dude. I'm really gonna be pissed if you do it one more time. If you do it one more time, I'm really gonna be pissed.
Let's go.
But one time is cool, second time is too much.
He really
one more
like
time,
cock blocking fat boy.
I'm gonna be pissed. Tell me some new information to prove me wrong.
Does cock blocking fat boy
tell me either A.
You look like somebody.
Here, I just want you to prove me wrong, and this is the only two ways you can do it. A, show me that you lost
she
weight.
Comes
or
out
B,
swinging.
Or B, give me a number of a girl you have for me right now. What
I
do you have?
I gave you numbers. I emailed you numbers.
Yeah. With how many numbers on block?
Cock blocking fat boy.
You blocked the number.
Dude, he really didn't like that. He hit me two times so hard in my fucking spine.
Dude, he
like,
fucking wailed you, man.
I know. I have no energy to do anything, but I was like, after the second time, I'm like, one more time and I'm pissed.
Shickers, man, there's the best email and I already read it, so I'm not going to read it again. So I'm going to play a new song from fucking CKY as Shit Goose reads this email.
Oh,
and this album comes out tomorrow and it's fucking amazing. This is the first track off of it. It's probably my favorite. It's called Suddenly Tragic on CKY's new album. An Answer Can Be Found out tomorrow. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction Shoot Crew.
CKY!
Look at me and listen! Oh!
Read that.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Whoa! That was CKY. Why do I love men? Who knows? Let's just listen to that song over and over again. Yes, whatever. Joe Franz, take it away. Email.
I think I missed
that
cue.
Up, Franz.
Yeah, listen to this email.
I don't know why the fuck I'm coming to you guys for this question, but you guys are always talking so about fucking so... I'll ask you. I have this huge problem. I've been living with my boyfriend for a while. I'm a nympho. I need sex all the time. He doesn't want to give me sex anymore. I'm not pleasuring myself more than anyone I know, and I want to rape him. So what the fuck do I do? Do I just go elsewhere, or is there a way to get him to fuck me some more?
You come right in my bedroom, babe.
Hey, babe. First bit of advice is being faithful is fucking boring.
But baby, I need fucking once a day. What the fuck do I do? I want to fuck all day and every day. He won't fuck me. Well, I just need some advice.
Here's another piece of advice that will solve your problem forever.
I know.
Yes.
I got a great one.
It sounds like her boyfriend's raping it up behind her back.
Oh, well, he's definitely...
No.
Yeah, he's
my
sick of your pussy.
My boyfriend would never do that.
He's sick of your pussy, babe. It's probably old, dry, and worn out.
My pussy is fine.
Here's a way to help your problem, babe.
What?
Fuck me. You'll die in 3 months. You'll never have to worry about fucking anymore.
Well, that sounds appealing.
I got a beer.
This bitch is from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh,
her name is Becky.
Oh,
her phone number here is 702.
Shut up.
Oh,
nah,
I don't know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, you won't give hers out, but give mine out.
I don't even know your number except my heart is a radio.
Sam, she also wants you to know that you're the hottest motherfucker and probably motherfuck on the planet. She loves us all. From Becky, Las Vegas.
Dude.
Sounds to me like she wants bands.
Should I have one of these gangbang brawls come to the show?
I'd say rape it up, man, because...
You'll regret it later.
And if you're living in Las Vegas, he's probably winding up at fucking some casino.
Dude,
and then,
you know her fucking boyfriend is like fucking... You know, I don't talk too much shit.
Talk
like,
shit.
Okay, yeah. Dude, if he ain't pleasing her and she has to go elsewhere, like, I mean, I think you're right. It sounds like he's cheating or he's just, like,
over.
Stroking. You know what?
Hey, over.
Becky, check his things. I bet you anything he's jerking off to porn. You will find porn and a fucking cum
That's
rag.
That's not cheating.
A cum rag close by. No, he's not cheating, but you're definitely not doing it for him anymore, and you should reinvent your sex life.
Dude, sometimes it's fun, like, to just... Even if your girlfriend's right there, it's kind of fun to just go in and jack off to the new porn.
So cool.
Well, here's
how you're talking.
Becky, if you want to...
not that Bam does or anything, but hey.
Well, no, the thing is, we were hanging out with the Cradle Filth guy, and we went up to New York, and he knew this girl that worked at this like
Holy
porn place.
Shit.
So she delivers like 20 fucking brand new porns to me, and she gives it to me in a bag. So they're just sitting in my room. It's like, damn, I have 20 porn photos. Fast forward through.
Speaking of that porn.
Fast forward to what?
Yeah. The good porn?
Because, no, dude, I have a problem. If I have
you have a lot of problems, dude.
Listen, asshole. If I have a brand new porn, I can't listen. I can't watch, like, the first two scenes and then finish. I need to fast forward through the whole movie to pick out the one
no,
I like.
No, I hear you, dude.
I start
fast forward to the good parts. That's what I say.
Make
and Becky, you know what? Here's what you do. If he actually still has VHS tapes of porn, what you want to do is you want to rewind for 10 seconds to where it stopped, and you'll see what
where
made him
cry.
You'll see what he likes, and then you'll know what to do.
And then
babe.
You do it, bitch.
Joe, that's pretty fucking smart.
Check it
Thank
out,
you.
Dude.
Thank
that's
you.
Damn.
Fucking
thanks,
what,
guys.
What if it was a homo porn with her, like,
oh.
Yeah, babe, strap one on and get used to it or find yourself a new boyfriend,
you know,
rather than the fat...
I was like
fucking pussy you're going out with.
Strap on off, babe.
At one time in my life,
come over my house.
I was, you know that you would.
I was living in this recovery house, right? I just came out of rehab. I was in this recovery house, and the dude who ran it was a fucking flaming faggot, and he always had gay pornos everywhere around the house, and I always see him, and I'm like, dude, what would happen if I put it in and my dick gets hard? I was so nervous at that thought, so I would never do it because I was scared of the answer.
Is that the same guy who shaved your ass for $5?
Yeah, that was a different one. Ben, you met that guy, though.
Some homo who Novak was friends with.
I was living with because I was all strung out.
He needed all kinds of money, so the homo was just like, yo, man, I'll give you like $10 if I can shave your ass.
I just,
like, he just wanted to look at his asshole while he
and shave it with a big razor.
Ew,
then you got $10.
$10, which equals a bag of dope, which equals La La Land for a little while.
So forget about your freshly homo-shaved ass.
So check it out.
That's
dude.
Weird.
Those porno tapes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Those porno tapes in your room almost made Anna, the lead, one of the lead ladies of the show, quit the other day.
Oh, one of the producers? Oh, you got it.
What porno?
Oh, dude, do tell.
Set it up, Ron.
Yeah. I don't know
a fucking thing. I can't set it up. Other than I will say that Anna is one of the producers of the show. She's good at what she does. She's a little aggressive. She's an Aussie.
Which is a fucking Australian.
So,
get to the point, Franz.
I'll get to the point. Go ahead. So I have 20 pornos in my room thanks to the Cradle Filth, one of his friends in New York. So Novak's job was to... he wasn't supposed to be naked, but he was supposed to be... As nude as you could be without being actually nude, but instead he comes out
film a scene.
With only biker boots and a belt with a raging hard-on. He went in and played the porno, and then he came out with this hard-on right into the scene because you're supposed to walk out and deliver drinks on the deck, and Anna was just so funny.
But the thing was,
what did she say? What did she say?
I used
she
was just
like she actually, I could hear her talking to herself, like, I can't believe I work in a fucking disgusting show like this.
Dude, what was even better was that right before I walked out, Randall's room. And pop play on the fucking porn, and there was no fucking lotion to jerk off with, so I used tanning lotion.
Ew.
So I'm in there jerking my dick full speed. I walk out, my dick is shining like a diamond, boy, with all this like white cream on my leg. Dude, she was fucking furious. She had to reevaluate her life for like 5 minutes.
Jesus, man.
When he comes out in them boots and a belt, he looks like a fucking
horrible.
Faggot cowboy.
With his haircut.
Faggot the kid, I call you. I love it, though. It's funny as hell.
Basically, I'm reading this email and I want to clear it up. Hey, Bam, me and my friends were kind of fucking bummed that you weren't on the couch tour in Chicago. Why weren't you there?
Oh.
It's okay. I still love you. I listen to you every Monday on Radio Faction, and it would be awesome if you were there. That one dude said that they were going to get you to come back to Aurora or whatever, and I definitely have to separate autograph signing because you couldn't make it. So definitely tell me what it is. Thanks. I love you, Brittany. And she's in Illinois. Basically, is what happened. Fucking DeWitt, which is our half-assed Element team
bitch.
Manager. DeWitt. No.
That fucker owes me money.
Our half-assed Element team manager.
No, because Kingman's my real one, but he's like the fake one. And
right.
I
Kingman
call up,
hired a fucking weak-willed lackey, didn't he?
Yeah, so listen, I call up and I'm like, yo, I'm like late for my flight, so you gotta tell me the airline now so I can jump out. He's like, he doesn't even look at the paper. He's like, oh, I think it's Northwest. So I wait in
you
the North...
You think?
Yeah.
You fucking pussy.
I wait
Go
in
on.
The Northwest line for... fucking so long. Finally I get there, they're like, there are no direct flights to Chicago. Do you have like a layover in like
Kentucky or something. I'm like, I definitely don't have a layover. It's a direct flight. They're like, well, it's not on this airline. And I don't have my phone. It's dead. And the dream seller doesn't have his phone either.
What a fuck up to witness.
So I try to make a
rather
collect
than,
call.
Rather than glance at a piece of paper he probably had in his left hand, he fucking sent you in the wrong fucking airline.
So I tried to make a collect call, and cell phones don't accept collect calls, so I can't even fucking find out. So I guess that it's U.S. Air, and it is. So I make it in the nick of time to the airplane, and they're still boarding. So I'm like, cool, I made it. I give them my ticket, and they're like, you're late. I'm like, well, obviously I'm not that late because the flight's still there and you're fucking boarding. He's like,
sir,
we had a lot of standby people and there's people already sitting
in
the
seat.
They'll
do it every time. I'm like, airline.
That is fucking bullshit. I have a first class seat and you gave it away because I'm late.
You know
but
what?
You're still boarding. So then they give me another flight, which is an hour later on the 12 o'clock flight, and they put me on standby. So I sit around and I wait, and just for them to tell me, oh, this flight's fully booked, so standby is pretty much worthless. So here I am in Philly, stuck, and I'm like, there's 20,000 people in Chicago waiting for me to skate. And and they're like, well, you know, you can leave at like 4 o'clock, we can get you into Pittsburgh, and then we can probably get you. It's just like, it's pointless. Yeah. The demo's in tow, you fucking
pig. You know what? I don't blame it on US Air because they suck, and they'll fuck up your schedule and lose your bags every time, but they don't pretend to be any good. I blame DeWitt because it was his ultimate responsibility. I mean,
I would have made it if you
don't pretend to be good.
Your guess of the airline that you were supposed to fly was more correct than his, and he booked the fucking flight. DeWitt, I would reevaluate my fucking career.
He needs to reevaluate his life and existence.
Fire him. Fire that fucker.
Really?
I got stuck. I got stuck in D.C. one time. Couldn't make it to Milwaukee.
I just drove the fuck home. I called everyone. I was like, fuck all you people.
Should we call King right now and ask him why you didn't get paid yet?
Yeah.
Call that asshole.
Call King. You got a phone in here?
What the fuck is that shit? I want my gear, too.
I know. Yeah, let me see the phone.
All right, hold on. Okay. Kingman, Kingman needs to tell you how fucking sick he is of my filthy ass, too. King's gonna add some enlightenment to this show.
Dude, Kingman has embezzled so much money from the lady.
Oh, shit. Let's call him out on everything.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I don't like that guy, though, but
I like King.
I like him better.
Don't fucking get scared now, Franz.
I like
the beans.
Better. I like him better when he's partying.
All right, is it ringing?
Yeah.
All right, we all gotta be quiet.
Oh, I heard, it's gonna be such a boner killer.
You got, you have to do the interview, though, because we all can't talk.
Put on speakerphone.
See, he'll answer your calls, not mine.
Well, but I'm calling from Rake's phone.
Hi, this is Kingman.
And if anybody wants to call Rake, it's 604.
Oh, God. I can't make it to the phone right now because,
he probably doesn't recognize Rake's number.
He probably thinks it's a bill collector.
This is Ryan Kingman. Leave me a message, I'll get back to you soon.
Just leave one real quick.
Fucker.
No, it's not going to do anything.
Get off the bottle and pick up your
fucking
phone.
Fucking money!
I'll play a song and then I'll go get my phone and we'll try it again.
It's so worth it.
But, Wait.
I got a good photo.
Oh, yeah, I got to read this email, and then we're going to play a song.
Oh.
Dear Mr. Margera, I'm writing to tell you that how grateful I am that what you are doing in your musical endeavors. I imagine everything you do is because you enjoy it, and it is extremely fun and personally rewarding.
Sure.
But I am not sure if you realize what a great service you are for providing the American music listening to the public.
Well, signed your manager, Terry Hardy.
For the years I've been listening to groups from around the world, but they never seem to be quite make it to the States. Desperate, some of them being musically secure. Come on, man. Let me fucking read this shit.
Jagger. What an asshole.
Come on. Sadly, because of the lack of properly promoted imports and because of Clear Channel and Cox, you have practically monopolized the radio waves in the States. You have been amazing musical groups and you never heard in America. Now, because of your fame and financial status, you are able to shed deserving light to the groups like Turbo Negro, 69 Eyes, Him, Negative, and especially Cosmos, who I've been listening to for over 8 years. I wanted to applaud you and immense work, blah, 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 blah. Basically, she mentioned Turbo Negro. That's why I'm going to play their new album. This is my favorite song. It's the last track. It's called Final Warning. It fucking rocks.
Yeah!
That's what it is, bitch. A Final Warning.
Hank.
This is my final warning. All the squares in the dead zone.
kids. Holy Lord, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner. I'm serious, 28 Faction.
We got Raekyon here. We have Franz here. Oh. And we have Novak, who looks like such a piece of shit. Dude, Shiku's just showing me these, Shiku's just showing me these photos that girls are sending that want to hum Novak, and this girl is hot.
They are fucking
What's her name? I want to know her name.
That one's Jen.
No. Kitty something.
Kitty Corpse.
Well, where the fuck is she from?
Kitty Cornclog.
Oh.
Damn, look at that girl. Who's that?
That's Jen from Boston.
Hi,
from
Kitty
Boston?
Boston. Yeah.
Dude, you should hightail it up to Boston.
Is that
right
Jen?
Now.
Okay.
That's Jen from Boston. I want her. Here. I'll buy her ticket. Dude, oh, is that Jen too?
Novak, you can't even buy
yourself
name.
Lunch.
Novak, go up and bang her at the Macworld Expo in Boston.
My father left my mother with a mistress when I was 12, so now I'm trying to make up for it by
Novak.
All the attention I got.
That girl's hot. Kitty.
Nah, I don't like Kitty.
Hey, they got daddy issues, but they got big tits too. This chick's in the Marines.
That's what is coming here, right?
Yeah, La Guitarra. Whatever.
La Guitarra.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
She'll
but
be here while
she's coming up for the weekend.
You can tell by the way G said when? He jerked off to her picture at least 3 times.
When is she coming up for the weekend?
4th of July weekend.
You'll be gone, buddy. I'll pick up the slack.
Damn it.
Yo, buddy.
I'll be here. Me and you, G Luke.
Oh!
To the south. Look out. Look, he's bummed. Look at his face.
Look
he's just like, you fucking asshole.
This
see, if you get warrants, you cannot go too.
Dude, she's a Marine. Think about how hot her
she's
ass
gonna
is.
She's going to toss me around the room like a rag down. I can't wait.
Check dude, you're buying the fucking caulk if she puts another hole in the fucking wall.
Bro.
This asshole.
Look at this bitch, man.
What?
This bitch is about to come too.
Riley from Canada.
She looks like that fucking minger from New York who you had to kick out of there.
Oh, dude, let's tell that story.
No.
Let's
you
tell this story.
You told that story like 6 times.
No, this is a new one. It just happened yesterday, asshole. I didn't tell the story.
The new Novak.
Oh, really? Yesterday?
Okay. Basically, I meet this bitch at Carson Daly's house, right? We're all part of Carson Daly's name dropping. And she was fucking hot to try, right? So hot to try. I fall in love with the bitch immediately. We go out, make out a little bit. She goes home. We go to Jersey the other night, Atlantic City. She meets me there. If we hang out, I bang her out in the bedroom. We go down. We're having drinks in the live bar. I get up to talk to Bam and Missy at the bar. I turn around. She's sitting next to this dude on the couch, right? So I walk over to him. I say, hey, homeboy, can I get my seat back? Are you good? He's like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, all right, you fucking asshole. So I walk away expecting her to follow. I talk to Bam for 10 minutes. I look over. She's still sitting there. This bitch caught a train from New York City to Jersey to meet me and hang out.
Yo.
I said I'd pay for everything.
Was it this
then?
Trick?
Then fucking
no.
That was her.
That's her.
That's her.
I gotta see this.
I'll have it on my internet.
How'd you get that photo?
Dude, someone mailed it to me.
Oh, Lennon's partying with you.
Dude, that's the bitch, right? I told her I'd pay for everything. She gets there, she pisses me off. I kick her out of my hotel room.
Yeah, tell her why though.
Because I told her she was sitting that dude. I explained all that.
Yeah, he comes down. He's like. He goes to the guy, he's like this thug dude, and he's like, can I have my seat back? Are you cool? He's like, I'm cool.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go talk to Bam Miss
and
Bar.
She
said, come over.
30 minutes goes by, and she's still talking to this dude.
So I'm cool, man.
So,
yo, man, what the fuck, man?
Okay, carry on.
So we go up to the room, and they're arguing, and I'm there. I feel so uncomfortable.
Bitch, man, what the fuck, man? Yo, man, you go talking to the thing, man. You're supposed to fucking hang out with me and be my girl, man.
Tell the story. This is how it really went. Tell it.
I lost my...
Fuck that one up, Franz. Good job, buddy.
I'm trying to add a visual.
Good job.
So, go ahead.
So, they're up in the hotel room, and I'm sitting there, and everybody's just like, bitch, the last thing I like doing is being disrespected, so you're getting the fuck out of here now. I'm like, Novak, it's 5 in the morning. Buses don't even run. He's like, I don't give a fuck what buses run. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. I don't care.
She's like walking the streets of Atlantic City at sunrise at like 6 a.m. crying, dude. She disrespected me so bad.
You lose the train of the track of time in Atlantic City so bad. Yeah. I remember drinking at the bar, and I'm like, dude, I think it's time to go to bed. It must be like 5 in the morning. And somebody's like, bro, it's noon, dude. I'm like, holy shit.
Because they don't have clocks.
Yeah, they don't have clocks. Austin, they pump this. Oxygen in them places.
I didn't know that. Good. That's cool,
yeah,
man.
You can drink like a fiend in Atlantic City, man. Or Vegas, dude.
Dude, the whole thing is designed for you to gamble and lose your money. We go to our room. I open up the mini bar.
Yeah,
all there is like a 42-ounce energy drink. Just one right in the middle of the fucking bar. Like, just to stay awake to keep gambling. That's all that whole place is built for.
But you can't drink in that freaking bar.
Good point.
We went up there for the P. Diddy Carmen Electra party. And Carmen Electra, requested that I took her robe off on stage, and it happened at 11:30, and I showed up at 12.
Uh-huh. Day late, a dollar short, dipshit.
Locked up, dude.
Everybody was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then, like, so I get in there, they're like, dude, it happened at 11:30, but she requested that you did it. I was like, rad. So then we go over, and P. Diddy's in his own little P. Diddy section.
He's in a P. Diddy world of his
dude,
own.
Dude, P. Diddy, it all depends on what day I bump into him. Either he'll be a fucking cocksuck, or he'll be a cool-ass dude. Like, it all depends on, like, what
who's
clothes
around.
I wear. Like, if I wear, like, something that I usually wear on Viva La Bam or something, then he'll recognize me. Yo, what's up, dog? Come and sit down and chill. But if I have, like, a different shirt on, he'll just be like, yeah, man, get this nigga out of here. Like, dude, make up your fucking mind. Do you like me or not?
Did you talk to him in Atlantic City?
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood today.
I don't think he liked me that day. But when I saw him a month ago in fucking New York, he's like, yo, what's up, dog? Yeah, how you doing? Come and sit here and have some Cristal out. Like, it all depends on what outfit I wear, or, like, maybe I had, like, a hot girl with me.
Well, that's
something.
How guys like that live their
it's
life.
It's kind of annoying, man.
Didn't Jess almost run him over by accident or something?
I don't know. I just don't like to guess if the dude's going to be cool with me or not. I'm not even going
to
fucking...
Man, you might pull the same,
Mark. These people tell you to come out, and then they're fucking assholes once you get there. It's like, dude, I had a million fucking things I could be doing.
Should be wearing some Sean John shit.
Yo, man, you smell good today, man. You can hang with us.
Sean John.
You would just think I'm a fucking ass kisser. Picture me with a Sean John outfit.
Like, a Sean John velour suit on. You know the velour, like the zipper jacket and pants.
The velour
with some
shit.
Sean John shoes.
No, the sweats.
Yo, Sean John.
You know who I saw the other day? Harold Hunter.
Oh, we saw him too.
Dude,
he was
going to
beat his ass.
He was rocking your audio shoes with all the heartograms on it.
He was?
He's like, this shit, man. Dude, I got hooked up on these kicks. I love these kicks. We saw him.
Crazy.
We saw him in a...
Dude, he's with all these hoods rocking your shoes. I was like, man.
Rocking heartograms?
Yeah, heartograms.
Heartogram.
Bucky was ready to beat his ass the other day.
How come?
Because where did we see him at? Remember Bucky?
At the Element Store in Times Square.
Well, you had left, and it was me and Bucky partying at the after party, and Harold kept coming up just being shady and asking shady questions that Bucky thought were completely inappropriate. He's like, that motherfucker asked you one time to punch you right in the mouth.
What
the fuck
doesn't
he ask me? Why don't he fucking ask me that shit?
What was he asking?
Just problems in my past, like those kind of questions. Like, shit I really don't want to talk about because it concerns Harold, but just... just shit that was out of line that it wasn't really to me, but Buggy took offense to it and was really fucking pissed off.
It's weird.
Not really. If you have a good friend that doesn't really...
No, it's not weird he stuck up for you. It's weird that the dude just wanted to come up and talk all that
shit. No, he wasn't talking shit.
It's weird, man.
He was asking legit questions, but Buggy didn't feel they were legit, you know?
But they weren't legit.
You know what I mean, Fran?
Fuck all those people.
Who was that?
So Franz,
who asked?
I hear the fucking the coverage of you beat my ass on the show the other day was brilliant, man. That's why I did it. See, I push you up and pump you up to get you pissed
was
off.
Was it funny?
Apparently, people loved it.
I didn't get to hear it yet.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear it yet either, but I heard it was good.
The top notch of serious came up to me.
Would you call
party.
His girlfriend again?
I said his fucking girlfriend. It looked like his girlfriend. My ass smoking a carton of cigarettes. And then right there is when the action started.
What, like this, motherfucker?
Dude. Jesus Christ, Franz. That was last week, dude. Dude, my fucking finger, my ring finger is still fucked up. When people shake my hand, if they squeeze, I'm just in pain.
You're
thanks,
just
asshole.
They call me thumbs now, Franz, because I can't move my fucking thumbs.
I'm all thumbs, Franz.
I can't even thumb a bitch now.
I don't stick anything in a bitch. Fuck it.
What about that beer bottle?
I tried before. It's pretty big. Man, I need a fatter girl or something.
What about that skate deck with the grip tape?
Oh, man. Dude, her pussy would look like my minging ass after that were done.
Would you hump a girl with a sandpaper dildo?
Oh, no. I don't like blood and shit. I'm not for that violent shit. No.
I think it's time to wrap it up, boys.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to the bar and order a fucking five grapefruit shot of Crown, babe.
Yo, I'm going to end it with a song that, Well, the band is pretty popular. I never play popular music, but no.
Come on.
Shut up. I'm going to play My Chemical Romance because I met him in Germany and they're fucking awesome. And this song isn't on the radio, but it's probably my favorite one on the album. It's called The Ghost of You. My Chemical Romance. The next going to go jag off, and this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction and say bye, Rake and Rake.
Deutschland pop music.
Oh, is it anything like the ghost in the background of Three Men and a Baby that people have seen? I saw that too.
Later.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.